Entire Horse, poems written about the Donnellys to assist the renewal of the town hall at Exeter, Highway No. 4. Around Barissa Kane in Ayr, the roads twist after cowherds with willow gads, after wise woman's spells, after chariots and the widest go-around found in a mare's skin. But in Bedulph, Canada, in Mount Carmel's brooder stove, St. Peter's Fields, the roads cross at right angles, a careful Euclidean net, roods, rods, spun out by surveyors out of spider stars, Mersac, Spicula, Thuban, and Teres. Like serpents, twitch grass roots, dragons, the Irish roads twist, the old crooked roads twist in the cage of the straight new. We were horsemen, dressed well, and from my brother's entire horse. From his entire horse came the colt, fast, fleet hoof hand, with which we seized and held on to the path through Exeter down to London. We lifted the hills, creeks, rivers, slaughterhouses, taverns. We lifted their travelers and those who were asleep when we passed, and those who saw us rattle by as they ploughed mud or whittled. We lifted them like gravel dust pennant. We swung them up and out till they yelled about wheels falling off. Unfair competition, yeah! And we lie here now, headless, still, dead, wagonless, horseless, sleighless, hitched, stalled. As the dressmaker hems my muslin handkerchiefs, the night the vigilantes burnt down one of their own barns, as I sit waiting for a cake to bake and my gentle niece with me, I realize I am not doing what you want me to do. You, bored with your Calvinist shoes chewed to pieces by streets of insurance, streets of cake mix, packages, soap, sermonettes, you want me to, you project a more exciting me on me. She should be burning, clip, axe, giantess, course, I should curse. Why should I accept these handcuffs from you?